and it seems like you're getting close to the 18-month expiration date, you can go to your doctor, and if there's not an alternative, you can ask your doctor to pre-fill syringes, show you how to fill syringes.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Today, President Donald Trump welcomed home three Americans that were freed by North Korea. Shortly after that, Vice President Mike Pence sat down with Andrea Mitchell on the Today Show and was asked about what it was like to be there when the plane arrived with the three Americans who were recently freed from North Korea.
Andrea, it was an incredibly powerful moment to see the President and the First Lady bring three Americans back to freedom. And it was all a direct result of the strong and clear leadership that President Trump has provided on the world stage in this moment. Think about how far we've come in the last year.
Vice President Pence is then asked why the sudden change of heart by the North Koreans.
Well, I think from very early in this administration, President Trump changed the policies of the United States from an era of strategic patience with North Korea to move toward the kind of campaign that would bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear while reserving all other options, to see these three Americans come off the plane. We hope it is a sign that this is a real opportunity to achieve peace on the Korean Peninsula. But we'll continue to move forward in a way that engages. We have a date set. We have a location set. That'll be forthcoming very soon. But today we appreciate Kim Jong-un's efforts.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Huntington High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and, of course, the award-winning Huntington Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number, again, is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
to this day, I still get emails from listeners. I can't believe you said that on air. Aren't you worried you're going to alienate people and get them upset? No. And I'm being honest, I really don't care. I don't. If you're one of those people that gets offended by the truth, is triggered, well, I can't help you. Okay? Change the channel. Change the channel. I am who I am. And we're going to be in your face, honest, here on this program. We're not going to sugarcoat things. We're going to tell you exactly like it is. Reason why I bring this up. This, man, people might be triggered with this one. Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio is, you know, how do I describe Marco Rubio? Senator Rubio, Republican from Florida. You know, he won. He became senator in Florida. He ran against Charlie Crist, who is now a Democrat. The Republican Party in Florida wanted no part of Marco Rubio because the Republican Party only wants people who've paid their dues, incumbents. They want the person in there that they feel can raise the most amount of money. That's the Republican Party. It's the Democratic Party, too. That's why they never challenge people, and they want incumbents again and again and again because they become more powerful. Politicians are a little like vampires, like that. The longer they're there, the more powerful they become. But anyway, Marco Rubio ran this real conservative campaign down in Florida, and he took out Charlie Crist, and then Charlie Crist became an independent, then Charlie Crist became a Democrat, and such is life. But anyway, Marco has got this great, well, he's great ability. He's a great communicator, great public speaker. Fantastic. Marco Rubio get a job working on Wall Street, selling you collateralized debt obligations or mortgage-backed securities if he wants to ever get a real job. But that's the issue. Marco Rubio has never had a real job. He's always been a politician. And I kind of laughed. I said, you kidding me? This guy's running for president? He hasn't done anything. He hasn't done a damn thing except be a politician. But anyway, it was funny this past week. I noticed this. Marco Rubio is being interviewed in The Economist. Now, read The Economist. Economist is a UK publication. It's a little on the fuddy-duddy side, and it's very much an elitist magazine, but they've got some good stuff there. But Marco Rubio knew exactly what he was doing. He was reading The Economist, and he was kind of, it's cool, okay? You want to be cool, you want to make friends over in Europe. Tear apart your country's policy in their publications. Do not ever be rah-rah America. Don't do that. Talk down. You want to negotiate with these people? Talk down your country and your country's policies. Now, Marco's smart. He knows this. Marco wants to get invited at some point in time to give speeches like the Clinton at various different functions over in Europe and get paid tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. How do you do that? Well, you got to make buddies over in Europe. So Marco there, little Marco, tells The Economist magazine that there is no evidence. No evidence at all that the tax cuts are helping U.S. workers, which is patently absurd. Every single metric, whether it be bonuses that are being paid out, small business wages are going up, wages are going up across the country, unemployment benefits are at the lowest level we've seen since 1973. Marco is wrong on everything, but Marco doesn't know anything because he's never had a real job and he's never had to sign the front of a check in his entire life. And this is much of the problem that we have in Washington, D.C. Now, when asked call up Marco's office, ask, hey, what is this all about? You know, what does he mean? What does he mean? And, well, he said, well, Marco thinks that there should have been more benefits to families in the form of a child tax credit. He thinks that that's really what we need to have is more of that. That's what he really pushed for, and we didn't get that. Remember how much he was pushing for this child tax credit? And that ticked me off as well, because I was totally against that. Totally against that. And which leads me to my next story here. The cost of raising kids in America is soaring. You don't say. Thank you, Master of the Obvious. I am a father of three. And yes, I know the cost of raising kids in America is soaring. So Marco wants to help. Little Marco, want to give people money for having kids. No. Now, here is a tip, okay? Here's a tip. If you cannot afford to have kids, don't have kids. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was one of the things that Marco was saying back when he's pushing his child's tax credit. And I'm paraphrasing. No family should have to put off. Nobody should have to put off having a family due to the costs. What? Yes, they should, Marco. Again, let's just put this into perspective. Children have always been an economic consideration. Back when we were a more agrarian country, families would have more kids because those kids did what? Work the farm. Yeah, you needed to have a lot of kids to keep the family farm going. So it was an economic consideration to have more kids. So it's always been a concern, just like it is now. And if this is part of the problem, everybody thinks that, hey, I'm an adult now, I can have a kid. Oh, really? Might you want to consider how much it's going to cost? As of 2015, this study says American parents spend on average $233,610 on child costs from birth until the age of 17, not including college. I don't know. I think it sounds a little bit low, if you ask me. Now, Marco wants to help all these lower-income people out, many of whom are not paying any taxes and are on government assistance. So wait a second. Let me get this straight. The taxpayer is already helping you out in some way, shape, matter, or form, and now you want the taxpayer to help pay for your child? Again, this is not the slightest bit politically correct, but ask me if I give a damn. This is just the reality, people. You want to have a child and you can't afford to take care of yourself and the government's looking to help you out to make that happen? You're a part of the problem. I love kids. But you don't want to take into consideration that, gee whiz, you want to have a kid at the right time when you can afford to have the child, when you can afford to take care of that child, and everything that goes along with that. No, I guess it's just something that, put it on the taxpayer's dime. Right, Marco? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. We keep hearing about the blue wave, a wipeout-sized Democratic victory in November. Numbers based on the assumption that millennials and younger will turn out in mass and vote as directed. I'm a baby boomer, and nobody should ever assume my vote. I'm guessing millennials and younger aren't all that different in this respect. In fact, looking at the results of Texas, Illinois, and elsewhere, the math says voting isn't a top priority for younger folks. But those elections also demonstrate the votes of young Americans that do vote shouldn't be assumed. Like me, they want a reason. They demand candidates earn their vote. God bless them. I agree. We're diving into a political summer. Local, state, and federal offices are up for grabs, and with them goes control of the government. Like I said, don't you dare assume our votes, not the votes of young folks or me. For more common sense, please visit themikehewittshow.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah. No, Marco, tax cuts are not helping at all. Food stamp, welfare, Medicaid, disability rolls are all dropping. No. Tax cuts and growing economy have nothing to do with that. Actually, story this past week in the Wall Street Journal. How bad is the labor shortage? There are cities here in this country that will pay you to move there. No joke. Pay you to move there. Not that. Help pay off your student loans if you just come move to our town because we need workers. This past week, it was the annual go out and march with our communist flags and break stuff rally. May Day. That's right. International Workers' Day this past week. It was not much going on here in our country. I did see in Paris. Did see in Paris that the riders got out of control, were breaking some windows and all sorts of good stuff. And you take a look at this, and I guess it's somehow the cool thing now, this whole socialism thing, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit. It's going to be a long conversation. But, a story out of Venezuela. Venezuela is now importing oil from the United States at $80 a barrel because of the distillates that have to go into it. And they sell it for zero. I give you socialism. And then you had this story as well this past week. I got a kick out of air pollution, this goes right along with it, air pollution kills 7 million people a year. World Health Organization reports on this. 7 million people a year. Wow. And again, you take a look at the data and they say, well, who's really hurt by this? The poor. People in poor countries are really hurt by this. Which again, you talk about how the irony in this statement, because they're always telling us that it's us, us evil capitalistic countries that are causing the problem. Then why is it that all of the pollution is in the poor countries? And they specifically talk about this. Why is it all the poor countries? Here's the solution. Capitalist countries become wealthy. And wealthy people don't like to live in filth. So they become clean. Solution to the problem. More wealthy people. Export capitalism. Problem solved. And the funny thing is, you think I'm simplifying things? No. No, it's really that easy. Andy Puzder had an op-ed in off Fox Business. I don't know if you know, familiar with Andy Puzder. He was behind CKE Restaurants, ran the company. And he was actually appointed to be Secretary of Labor by Donald Trump. And he got rejected. He got rejected, didn't get the votes because he was just too conservative. Didn't do anything wrong. Nothing wrong with the guy at all. He had Republicans, again, most Republicans don't have any spine either. Walked away from him. He would have been a great choice for Secretary of Labor, but he walked away from it. He didn't do a damn thing wrong. And he in his op-ed, he talks about how CEOs out there have to start sticking up and have to start, stop getting kicked around by the left out there and back up what they do. And it's not just CEOs and big businesses. It's executives, and more importantly, in my opinion, small business owners. Because small business owners, let's face it, the lifeblood of this country. It is. I don't want to sound like Will Ferrell in the campaign. Remember that line he gave there? Filipino tilt-a-whirl workers are the backbone of this country. Now, listen. It's just the facts. As far as new jobs created in the United States, large businesses hire fire. It's a wash. All jobs growth comes from businesses that are 5 years old and younger. And these business owners out there oftentimes are looked down upon. Somehow you're doing something wrong. You're an evil one percenter. Let me tell you something. It drives me absurd. It absolutely drives me nuts. But anyway, touch on this as well. Well, it's interesting. It's same tact here when it comes to small business. Small businesses no longer rank economic uncertainty as their top concern. Now, we talked about this quite often. This was going way back to the tail end of the Bush administration, where we predicted here on the program that this nation was going to stagnate for a period of time. And this is during the Great Recession. We knew we'd come back, but we knew that we were going to stagnate because we were having Barack Obama coming in and we were going to have government regulations and we were just going to bounce along the bottom. Again, economic uncertainty. Businesses don't like economic uncertainty. We've often described it here on the program as looking out over a minefield. When you get type A personality, small business owners looking out over a minefield, I'm not going through there. Not to mention the fact that these mines move because the government changes the rules all the time. Well, that concern, which used to be number one, has gone away. Gee, I wonder why. You continue to get rid of more and more regulations. Businesses are starting to see the economy really pick up. They're hiring workers. Yeah. They're more comfortable when it comes to that. Now, their biggest concern now is competition from big business, and I get that. You should be concerned about competition from big business because part of the problem we have today is that many big businesses are tied in with politicians and the media to kind of write the rules for themselves. Hopefully we can whack that away too. Quick story I wanted to get to as well, and I found this fascinating. Again, this is economic ignorance on display. The AFL-CIO put out a tweet telling people, when you're in a store and they have a self-serve checkout line, don't use it. Never use the self-serve checkout line. Ah, it's just convenient for those corporations to fire workers so they can raise their profits. Right. Okay. Why doesn't the AFL-CIO come out and tell all of their workers not to use ATM machines? No. We're telling all of our workers not to use ATM machines. And while you're at it, why don't you tell all of your workers, everybody, not to use the internet? No Google, no Bing, no search engines. Instead, you have to go to your local library and use the card catalog and the Dewey Decimal System and microfiche so we can have more librarians. And you know what? We're on this. Why don't we go back, get rid of cell phones, and go back to the old way that we use the telephone? With the ladies there, plugging in the little things into the, you know, the wall. Maybe we should do that too. You know, blacksmiths have had a bad sense of the automobile. I can go on and on and on. This is economic ignorance 101. And this stuff plays out all over the place. Quick story out of New York. And this is a "see, I told you so" moment. And it's happening more and more and more. I heard that they were looking for a new space. But again, this is shocking to me. This is a big money manager. AllianceBernstein is moving out of New York City. This is a money manager. They manage about $550 billion. They're moving to Nashville, Tennessee. Well, they cite a myriad of various different reasons, but you know, I don't know what the number one reason is. Money. Taxes. That's right. You know, the funny thing is that I never saw anybody call the governor's office here in New York and say, "Hey, how do you like that AllianceBernstein moving 1,000 of the workers to Nashville?" Again, raise taxes, people move. Works every single time. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Very early this morning, President Donald Trump welcomed home three Americans that were being held in North Korea. Mac Thornberry is the House Armed Services Committee chairman. He said this is a great step for North Korea, but there's still a long way to go.
Kim Jong-un knew he had to do something different. He was losing in the court of world opinion. So the question is this just a temporary PR stunt, or will he permanently and verifiably be willing to give up his nuclear arsenal? We'll just have to put it into the test.
Currently, the cost of a barrel of oil is $70.89. So that's the highest it's been since late 2014. What is being done by U.S. energy producers to help alleviate the cost? Well, Stephen Shork is a global energy expert. He says we have plenty of oil here in the United States, but
we don't have the pipeline capacity. So the good news there is we do have the oil. We just have to get it to the market.
This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Are you in business? Not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I set this up first hour of the program, and yes, I had, could you technically call it a nightmare? I guess you could. Let's just put it this way. I've had better dreams in my life. I woke up this past week, Thursday morning, and in a sweat, one of those dreams where you wake up and you got to kind of shake yourself out of it because you don't know what's real and what's not real. And in my dream, I was arguing with one person, debating. I spent my dream debating. And again, it wasn't a good night. You know, my jaw, I must have been grinding my teeth. My jaw was sore, stressed out, in my dream arguing with people about Bernie Sanders and universal guaranteed job, government, job, whatever it may be. I do have to admit, people, this past week, I was depressed by this. I talked about this last week here on the program, but I really, really got depressed this past week when I saw that 47%, there was a poll conducted, 47% of the respondents said that they would support or strongly support a law guaranteeing a job to every American adult, with the government providing jobs for people who can't find employment in the private. I got depressed by that. And instantly it reminded me of something that happened back in 2012. You remember back in 2012, Mitt Romney's running for president, and Mitt Romney gets caught on camera at a campaign fundraiser function. It was, I think it was either in Palm Beach, Boca Raton, somewhere in Florida. Gets caught saying that, you know, 47% that he said. I think it was 47% of the people are getting free stuff from the government, and they're not going to vote for us anyway, so we don't really need to address them. and I'm paraphrasing to some degree, but that was basically what it was, the gist of what was said. When that came out, that was like a bombshell story. Oh, my God. And I said to myself, and I said here on the program as well, I said, Mitt Romney has a choice. He can either go out there and do the right thing, or he can do the Weasley thing. I said, it's make or break time for Mitt Romney. As it turned out, it was break time, not make time. Mitt Romney weaseled out, wussed out. Rather than say, you know what? I'm walking away from those statements. There's too many people in this country that are relying on the government to take care of them in some way, shape, manner, or form. Republicans are about personal responsibility and empowering people and trying to get people off of welfare so they can build and create and be all that they can be and go out there and teach and inspire, coach the public up, because this is what's not happening. This is what's not happening. Conservatives, Republican, whatever you want to call them, Republican Party's a joke. They basically just want to hold the line. If we can only hold that number at around 47, 48%, we'll be okay. Yeah, we'll win some and we'll lose some. What do you think if that number gets above 50% and grows? I'm telling you right now, this universal government job, $15 an hour with benefits. That happens. That is going to be in a history book as a turning point for this country when the United States of America officially ceases to exist. Officially, the country of old, the shining city on the hill, over. I was thinking about this and just how stupid this idea is and how these wizards of smart, these people out there, they don't even understand human nature. What kind of government job? Do I get to choose the government job? What if I don't like the government job? It is a disaster in the making. I'm more on this. I want to discuss this because, again, this really bothered me this past week. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I've got to take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Hi, Mike. This is Joanne. We're from Lansing, Michigan. And
we love our Ring video doorbell.
Yeah, it was a gift.
From my sister.
Right.
Anyway, let me tell you our story. I was doing laundry in the basement, and Lily, our daughter, just wandered out the front door.
Right, you were at home. I was at work, and I get the alert on my phone from Ring. From the front door, I can see on live video, our daughter is walking out towards the street. But we both got notifications. Here, listen.
Lily, what are you doing, sweetheart? Get inside.
Get back inside.
Get back inside!
It's like I was there. I mean, without being there.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring. Join Mike, Joanne, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring video doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
This report is brought to you by General Mills.
Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions for a chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Braden Mannering launched Braze Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Inderlin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community. Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joya Joaquim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I don't know if this is the case. I should ask around about this. But let's put it this way. I grew up upstate New York, right outside of Albany, New York. New York has a big bureaucracy. And I never really gave it much thought until this past week, but just how creepy this statement is that people from Albany, New York will understand this. And maybe people who grew up in other capitals as well. I got a job with the state. I got a job with the state. Now, if you think about that sentence in of itself, it is kind of creepy, right? What does that mean? What do you do? What exactly do you say you do here? Got a job with the state. Is that the country we want to turn ourselves into? We want to turn ourselves into a country of I got a job with the state? They say they got jobs guaranteeing $15 an hour. Are there raises pumped into this? It's funny, you read various different idiot economists out there touting this idea. Touting this idea and how wonderful it is and how great it is. And you know what they cite? No, two countries they cite? Yes, we think it worked wonderful in Argentina and India. What? Argentina? Argentina was a world power until they decided to move to the left. We following the history of Argentina, what's been going on there? Hasn't been very good, has it? India. You know, there's a reason Mother Teresa became a saint, you know. She wasn't doing her missionary work in Switzerland, was she? I saw a Slumdog Millionaire. India has been socialist for so damn long, and they know they're trying to work their way out of it because it's been a disaster for that nation. A disaster. I got a job with the state. Okay. I'll play ball with you. And these economists, oh, this would be great. If we could do all sorts of things the government needs. I don't know. Like what? Well, I'm going to give you an idea. We got this highway that goes through New York, through the Bronx, leads its way up to the George Washington Bridge. I hate it. Always traffic unless you go at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Cross Bronx Expressway, and it's dirty, and there's some graffiti, and there's garbage on the side of the road. Can one of those jobs be cleaning up garbage on the side of the Cross Bronx Expressway and cleaning off the graffiti? Now, I know human nature, okay? Who's going to take those jobs? No. What's going to happen is people are going to be like Cousin Eddie from Vacation, and they're going to hold out for something in upper management. Yeah, I want a guaranteed government job, but I want to be one of the ones that sits at a desk all day and surfs the internet and wastes time. You know it, and I know it. I mean, how would they do this? Would there be some kind of lottery where, oh, okay, you came in for a government job, you're going to you're going to pick something out of a hat here, and that's the job you have to do. All of a sudden, be like, oh, my back hurts. I can't do that. Do these people understand human nature at all? Do I think that this is going to happen anytime soon? I pray. I pray that it doesn't. Because again, mark my words. It does. We're done. We're done. But can I see some politician like Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Kirsten Gillibrand packaging this idea with, hey, we're gonna make all your student loans disappear and get themselves elected? Yes, I do. I do see that. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. Oh, okay. I got to touch on this, too. You went public. You just went public. Spotify. You just went public. And you just report your first quarterly earnings as a public company. And what do? You give a disappointing outlook for revenue growth. You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. Stock drops. I know. I told you so. One after another after another. Many of the companies that these hot, high-flying tech companies out of Silicon Valley. We talked about Snapchat, talked about, you know, there's a grand desire to take Uber public. There's a a little side part of capitalism. And it's a side of it. It's a part of it. I don't think it's right. I think it's pretty bad. It's a part of it. You have to deal with it. You just have to be smart. Where you create a company, you can make a lot of money doing this. And all you need to do is hype it for a period of time. All you need to do is hype it for a period of time. Get people to buy into whatever it may be. Get some money and get out. It's like that Steve Miller Band song, Go On, Take the Money and Run. Woo, woo, woo. It happened during the 1990s with the run-up in dot-coms. It is. It's like a perverse game of musical chairs. Don't play. I know it's sometimes it's enticing to try to get into some of these things. Oh, I want to get into the ground floor. Well, okay. There's usually competitors at that ground floor. And if you want to get in, you know what? That's fine. But just nibble. Just nibble. Again, if you're working at one of these companies and you get stock in these companies, that's a different story. And hope that you're able to get out where you can actually make some money. That's, again, a lot of these people in Silicon Valley getting paid in stock. And gee whiz, when are we going to go public? When am I going to actually be able to sell the stock that I have? Take a look at the underlying fundamentals. What is the cash burn? When is this company expected to make money? Again, it's just a numbers game. How diluted do you want your shares to be when all is said and done? Anyway, quick story here on Facebook. They're going to be ranking news organizations by trust. And I got a kick how they're doing this. They're actually asking people. Well, what news organizations have you heard of that you know of? And they're utilizing that to determine which news organizations are trustworthy. You're doing it wrong. I mean, let's go back. You know what? Let's go back 500 years, shall we? No, let's go back 600 years. That'd be more accurate. Go back 600 years and let's just say there's a publication out there called, I don't know, Flat Earth Magazine. And everybody's heard of, everybody gets Flat Earth Magazine. Everybody believes the Earth is flat. Well, guess what? It's not. See my point here? Just because it's popular doesn't make it accurate. Again, another Zuckerberg creation. And this as well. And you want to talk about the irony of this. How many weeks ago was it? Was it two? Was it three? Was it four? I don't know. I'm losing track. Zuckerberg gets paraded in front of Congress and, oh my God, he's got our information. What does he know about us? Oh no! What does Facebook do this past week? They announce, not making this up. Now, did you hear this? They announced that they are now going to start a dating app as a part of Facebook. A dating app! Wait a second. This is a dating app, right? You're going to have to give it a lot of personal information about yourself. Am I right? Oh, no. We promise that information won't go to advertisers. Right. Again, all this stuff, the country getting all bent out of shape over all these things, and now they're issuing a dating app which will collect even more information about you. Woohoo. Anyway, this another "see, I told you so" moment here. I told you, right? It's going to happen. Retail rents plunge 20% in Manhattan. And it's not just in Manhattan. There's a lot of retail locations all over the country. Retail coming down. Again, supply and demand works every single time. And we talk about this. And I explain it, whether it be a stock, bond, real estate, any asset has an intrinsic value. You have to figure out what that value is. And at times, it becomes overvalued. At times, it becomes undervalued. Again, buy low, sell high. You need half a brain to understand when you're charging $600 a square foot for retail space in Manhattan. I'm sorry. Those stores are just not going to make it. And they didn't. They went under. Now the landlords are going to have to readjust. It is what it is. I want to touch on this quickly, too. We live in this world now that, it's all about privilege, right? Who's privileged, who's not privileged, and white privilege, and this privilege, and that privilege. Let me tell you what the most privileged status is right now in the country. It's not white privilege. White privilege. No, it's progressive privilege. Yep, that's right. Progressive privilege. Where you or somebody like Joy Reid can say all sorts of homophobic things on your blog, get caught, and get away with it. Why? Because you're progressive. You're a liberal. They come running to your aid. Am I wrong? Does this not happen all the time? Yes, it does. Anyway, have to take a break, everyone. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, our retirement white paper as well, all sorts of great, great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Early this morning, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump greeted the three Americans as they flew into Joint Base Andrews outside the U.S. Capitol less than 24 hours after they were released from North Korea. Also on that plane was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert talked about what was discussed between Pompeo and Kim Jong-un.
We also say to North Korea, you can have a brighter future. And that's one of the things that Secretary Pompeo discussed with them. You have the ability. It is in your control, Kim Jong-un, to bring economic change and economic reforms and bring an open society to North Korea.
President Trump also said earlier today in a tweet that his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would take place June 12th and in Singapore. And a look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently up just over 200 points this Thursday afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Two Republican voices differ on whether the president's nominee to be the CIA director should get the job. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Republican Senator John McCain says that Gina Haspel's role in overseeing the use of torture by Americans is disturbing and should disqualify her for the job of CIA director. But former Vice President Dick Cheney says not only does he expect Haspel will be confirmed, but he says he thinks the U.S. needs to start using those so-called enhanced interrogation techniques again.
If it were my call, I would not discontinue those programs. I'd have them active and ready to go.
Cheney was speaking on the Fox Business Network.
California will mandate solar panels on new homes out of concern for climate change. Now, this policy will raise home prices by about $12,000 for every home, and it only is going to cut emissions by 0.32%. The rule goes into effect January 1st, 2020. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.